Welcome to the Christopher Peter series. The NBA Finals are now complete. Here is the complete content related to the Finals, from my prediction all the way to the end. First, my prediction. The Boston Celtics are a much different team than the one that came up short in their last quest for a record 18th banner. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are more experienced now than when their team fell to the Golden State Warriors, aligned with more talent than that team as well and the one last year that succumbed to the Miami Heat in a close 7-game series. I recall watching Games 6 and 7 in Maine last year. So much excitement after the Game 6 win went down the drain when an early injury to Tatum hampered the Celtics. The Dallas Mavericks are a feel-good story for the league where a highly talented Luka Doncic successfully paired with Kyrie Irving, who redeemed his reputation, to win the West as a fifth seed. A year ago, the narrative around Irving was much different than it is now. Rightfully so. Luka from day one was world-class talent, but the Mavs were never really competitive other than a run a few years back. There was a great deal of talk of whether Luka could win if he remained in Dallas, but he is poised to get a max contract and potentially claim his first title. Unfortunately, I do not see him winning his first title this year, because the Celtics just seem like they are different. They are deep, skilled, and more resilient this playoff run than in the past. I do think the Mavs have a chance. It would not be shocking if they, but I believe that recent basketball history has taught us that a talented deep team will defeat a highly talented duo or trio. Now the outcome. The Boston Celtics regained their leading position in terms of NBA championships by defeating the Dallas Mavericks. The best team all season long finally accomplished what many thought they had the talent all along to do, and equal many doubted they had the fortitude to do. But they finally won the NBA Finals with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown leading the way. My prediction is still up above for you to listen to again. I believe that the better team will prevail against a better star. Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving problem have more upside as a duo than Tatum and Brown. But, I was concerned about how well a team that is so reliant on two players to drive their outcomes would do against a team that has multiple ways to beat you. The Celtics shows what a team can do when you combine patience and assertiveness in your team building, turning out the noise that called from breaking up their tandem. Those sports pundits, journalists turned entertainers, and others who were simply caught up in the moment not seeing the potential that Brad Stevens skillfully built around and masterfully assembled over time. The Celtics story features many ups, downs, scandals, and finally redemption, and completing their story. I am not a Celtics fan by any means, but I do like to see potential lead to a successful outcome. After all they went through, this season seemed like it would be different. And it was. They were more resilient than in the past, more determined, and it showed all year long and when it matters most. Congratulations to the Celtics. The Mavericks came up short, but have great talent to build around to compete next year and potentially return. It was not that long ago that the shoe was on the other foot for Boston. Now, Dallas has to show whether they can build off this successful season and navigate the West one more time. The Celtics are built to continue competing for titles, but we can expect that the Nuggets, Suns, Bucks, Knicks, and my Sixers will be more formidable next year than they were this year. The NBA will head towards a more prosperous future as the new television deal kicks in, but they will need to address issues that may be harming their ratings. This year's viewership continued the slide, and the finals did not rate well. The overall market is dropping, but the league has some concerning signs as well. That is all for now. Please continue to visit www.crcreview.com for more content. Please follow the Christopher Peter Review on YouTube and YouTube Music.